This episode is brought to you by IVP. Before we faithfully engage in our communities, how do we need to first disrupt ourselves? Check out the newest season of the Disruptors podcast, hosted by Caitlin Schess. Through her compelling conversations with guests such as Tyler Burns, Andy Kolber, Walter Kim, and many more, Schess unpacks the ways that Christians need to prepare themselves spiritually, emotionally, and relationally in order to effectively disrupt the church and the world. Watch The Disruptors on the IVP YouTube channel or listen on your favorite streaming platform.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Numbers chapter 26, verse 19 through chapter 27, verse 23. Judah. The descendants of Judah were Er and Onan. But Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the Judahites, by their families, were from Shelah, the family of the Shelahites, from Perez, the family of the Perezites, and from Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. And the Perezites were from Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, from Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These were the families of Judah according to those numbered of them, 76,500. Issachar. The Issacharites by their families, from Tola, the family of the Tolites, from Pua, the family of the Puites, from Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, and from Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These were the families of Issachar, according to those numbered of them, 64,300. Zebulun. The Zebulunites by their families, from Sarid, the family of the Sardites, from Elon, the family of the Elonites, from Jaleel, the family of the Jaleelites. These were the families of the Zebulunites, according to those numbered of them, 60,500. Manasseh, the descendants of Joseph by their families, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Manassehites, from Machir, the family of the Machirites. Now Machir became the father of Gilead. From Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These were the Gileadites. From Ezer, the family of the Ezerites. From Helek, the family of the Helekites. From Asriel, the family of the Asrielites. From Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. From Shemida, the family of the Shemidites. From Hefer, the family of the Heferites. Now Zelophehad, son of Hefer, had no sons, but only daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were the families of Manasseh. Those numbered of them were 52,700. Ephraim. These are the Ephraimites by their families. From Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelites. From Becher, the family of the Becherites. From Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. Now these were the Shehuthelites. From Eron, the family of the Eronites. These were the families of the Ephraimites, according to those numbered of them, 32,500. These were the descendants of Joseph by their families. Benjamin. The Benjaminites by their families. From Bela, the family of the Belaites; from Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites; from Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites; from Shupham, the family of the Shuphamites; from Hupham, the family of the Huphamites. These descendants of Bela were Ard and Naaman; from Ard, the family of the Ardites; from Naaman, the family of the Naamanites. These are the Benjaminites, according to their families, and according to those numbered of them, 45,600. Dan. These are the Danites by their families. From Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These were the families of Dan, according to their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those numbered of them, were 64,400. Asher. The Asherites by their families. From Imnah, the family of the Imnites; from Ishvi, the family of the Ishvites; from Beriah, the family of the Beriahites; from the Beriahites; from Heber, the family of the Heberites; from Malchiel, the family of the Malchielites. Now the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarai. These are the families of the Asherites, according to those numbered of them, 53,400. Naphtali. The Naphtalites by their families. From Jahziel, the family of the Jahzielites; from Guni, the family of the Gunites; from Jezer, the family of the Jezerites; from Shelem, the family of the Shelemites. These were the families of Naphtali, according to their families, and those numbered of them were 45,400. Total number and division of the land. These were those numbered of the Israelites, 601,730. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "To these the land must be divided as an inheritance according to the number of the names. To a larger group you will give a larger inheritance, and a smaller group you will give a smaller inheritance. To each one its inheritance must be given according to the number of people in it. The land must be divided by lot, and they will inherit in accordance with the names of their ancestral tribes. Their inheritance must be apportioned by lot among the larger and smaller groups." And these are the Levites, who were numbered according to their families: from Gershon, the family of the Gershonites; of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites; from Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of the Levites: the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahlites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korahites. Kohath became the father of Amram. Now the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And to Amram she bore Aaron, Moses, and Miriam, their sister. And to Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. Those of the Levites who were numbered were 23,000, all males from a month old and upward. For they were not numbered among the Israelites. No inheritance was given to them among the Israelites. These are those who were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the Israelites in the Rift Valley plains of Moab, along the Jordan River opposite Jericho. But there was not a man among these who had been among those numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest, when they numbered the Israelites in the desert of Sinai. For the Lord said of them, "They will surely die in the wilderness." And there was not left a single man of them except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. Special Inheritance of Laws, chapter 27. The daughters of Zelophehad, son of Hepher, son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, came forward. Now these are the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and Eleazar the priest and the leaders of the whole assembly at the entrance to the tent of meeting and said, "Our father died in the wilderness, although he was not part of the company of those that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah. But he died for his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be lost from among his family because he had no son? Give us a possession among the relatives of our father." So Moses brought their case before the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "The daughters of Zelophehad had a valid claim. You must indeed give them possession of an inheritance among their father's relatives, and you must transfer the inheritance of their father to them. And you must tell the Israelites, if a man dies and has no son, then you must transfer his inheritance to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then you are to give his inheritance to his brothers. And if he has no brothers, then you are to give his inheritance to his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then you are to give his inheritance to his relative nearest to him from his family, and he will possess it. This will be for the Israelites a legal requirement, as the Lord commanded Moses." Leadership change. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go up to this mountain of the Abarim range and see the land I have given to the Israelites. When you have seen it, you will be gathered to your ancestors, as Aaron your brother was gathered to his ancestors. For in the wilderness of Zin, when the community rebelled against me, you rebelled against my command to show me as holy before their eyes over the water, the water of Meribah and Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin." Then Moses spoke to the Lord, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all humankind, appoint a man over the community who will go out before them and who will come in before them, and who will lead them out, and who will bring them in, so that the community of the Lord may not be like sheep that have no shepherd." The Lord replied to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Set him before Eleazar, the priest, and before the whole community, and commission him publicly. Then you must delegate some of your authority to him, so that the whole community of the Israelites will be obedient. And he will stand before Eleazar the priest, who will seek counsel for him before the Lord by the decision of the Urim. At his command, they will go out, and at his command, they will come in, he and all the Israelites with him, the whole community." So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before the whole community. He laid his hands on him and commissioned him, just as the Lord commanded, by the authority of Moses. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you today for your word. Thank you for an opportunity for us to get into your word and to learn more of your character and to learn even more about ourselves. God, we thank you that you are indeed patient with us as we wrestle through your words, your scripture. We wrestle through this text, oh God. Lord, we thank you that we can go to you with matters of concern and matters of justice when we have felt overlooked, when we have felt as though we have not been given our due. We can bring that to you. And God, we thank you, O Lord, for this testimony, even in the Old Testament, of this group of daughters who would be left without anything, and that you heard their case as you hear the case of your daughters now. And you do right by us. You do right by us, even in a world that may seek to do wrong by us, to deny us what is due, to ignore our pleas for help, support, or justice. You, O God, hear the pleas of your daughter. And so we thank you for that, O God, that you respond in provision, that you do right by the women of the body of Christ. And we pray, O God, that all of us who serve would have the mind of Christ, that we would have your heart, O God, that we would be about the business of doing right by all people, O Lord. We thank you, O God, for the ways in which you, O Lord, settle disputes. You bring about justice. You make us whole. You don't forget us, O God. We thank you for this truth. We thank you for this reminder of how you don't forget about us. And we thank you, O Lord, that you call leadership. You raise up leadership, O God, as we saw in this text that you brought to Moses' attention, not just any person, not just any man, but one who had the Spirit. And so we pray right now, O God, that we would be mindful of leaders who walk by the Spirit. Oh God, that you would remove from us these worldly ways of thinking about who a leader ought to be, how a leader ought to look, that we might be fixed and focused on the Spirit at work in leaders, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your Spirit would be at work in us as you have called us to whatever place of leadership that we might be in our lives, oh God. Pour out your Spirit, oh Lord. Make us to be worthy ambassadors of you. Commission us for the service of your kingdom, O God. And where you say for us to go, we will go. And where you tell us to speak, we will speak. And where you tell us to sit still, we'll sit still, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are guiding us, that you are leading us, and you are filling us with your Spirit. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
Let's go soul today.